7. Where would you like to visit? Section A. Activity 1B. Listen, where would Sam and Gina like to go on vacation? Why? Fill in the chart. Look at those travel posters. I'd love to go on a vacation.
Where would you like to go, Sam?
I'd love to go trekking in the Amazon jungle in Brazil.
You would?
Sure, I like exciting vacations.
Wouldn't that be dangerous?
No, not really. How about you, Gina? Where would you like to go?
Oh, I'm stressed out. I just like to relax on a beach. You know, a beautiful beach in Florida.
That sounds peaceful. Activity 2A. Listen and number these statements in the order that you hear them.
Wouldn't it be great if we could go on a vacation together?
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Where would we go?
Well, I hope to visit Hawaii one day. Would you be interested in going there?
Sure. I like places where the weather is always warm, but Hawaii is too touristy. Maybe we could go to Mexico. I love places where the people are really friendly.
Well, Mexico would be nice, but we don't know the language.
I hope to see Niagara Falls someday. What about going there?
Niagara Falls would be beautiful, but there's not much to do there. Why don't we all go to San Francisco together? It has everything. Beautiful views, friendly people, exciting things to do.
That's not a bad idea, if you pay for it.
Activity 2B. Listen again. Why do the people decide not to visit these places? Match each place with a reason.
Wouldn't it be great if we could go on a vacation together?
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Where would we go?
Well, I hope to visit Hawaii one day. Would you be interested in going there?
Sure. I like places where the weather is always warm, but Hawaii is too touristy. Maybe we could go to Mexico. I love places where the people are really friendly.
Well, Mexico would be nice, but we don't know the language.
I hope to see Niagara Falls someday. What about going there?
Niagara Falls would be beautiful, but there's not much to do there. Why don't we all go to San Francisco together? It has everything. Beautiful views, friendly people, exciting things to do.
That's not a bad idea, if you pay for it.
3A. Read this newspaper article about Paris. Circle the things you like about visiting Paris. Underline the things you don't like.
Travel Spotlight, Paris.
For your next vacation, why not consider visiting Paris? Paris is the capital of France and is one of the liveliest cities in Europe. It doesn't have any beaches or mountains, but there are still many things to do there. For example, it has some fantastic sights, including the Eiffel Tower and Notre Dame Cathedral, one of the most famous churches in the world. Traveling around Paris by taxi can cost a lot of money, but it's usually quite convenient to take the underground train to most places. In general, though, France is quite an expensive place. One thing that is not expensive in France, however, is the wine. Most people in France have learned English, but many people don't like to speak English, especially in Paris. So unless you speak French yourself, It's best to travel with someone who can translate things for you. Section B. Activity 2A. Jeff has a summer job at a travel agency. Listen to the conversations and number the pictures.
Jeff, I have to go out for half an hour. Could you please answer the phone? Just take messages and I'll call people back.
Sure. Hello, Ace Travel. Jeff Marino speaking. How may I help you?
I'd like some information on vacation packages, please.
My boss is out of the office for half an hour. Could she call you back?
Actually, I'd like to get some information now, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, well, I guess it would be okay. So, where would you like to go?
Oh, I don't know. Somewhere warm.
Somewhere warm. How about Hawaii?
Oh, no. I don't like flying.
Okay, well, there's always Florida, which is nice. There's Miami, and you could go West Palm Beach. Hi, Ace Travel. Jeff Marino speaking. Hello. I'd like to find out about your vacation packages. Sure. What kind of vacation are you looking for?
Well, I hope to go on a nature tour.
Well, we have a great whale watch tour. You might like that.
It depends on where it is. I don't want to go anywhere cold.
Let's see. Yes, we have a summer whale watch tour that takes place in Miami. Hi, Ace Travel. Can I help you?
I hope so. I saw your advertisement for vacations in California. We'd like to go somewhere that's fun for kids.
Fun for kids? How about Los Angeles? Kids love visiting Hollywood.
Oh, but we don't really like big cities.
I see. Then maybe you'd enjoy Miami. You know, it's not as big.
Activity 2B. Listen to the conversations again and complete the chart.
Jeff, I have to go out for half an hour. Could you please answer the phone? Just take messages and I'll call people back.
Sure. Hello, Ace Travel. Jeff Marino speaking. How may I help you?
I'd like some information on vacation packages, please.
My boss is out of the office for half an hour. Could she call you back?
Actually, I'd like to get some information now, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, well, I guess it would be okay. So, where would you like to go?
Oh, I don't know. Somewhere warm.
Somewhere warm. How about Hawaii?
Oh, no. I don't like flying.
Okay, well, there's always Florida, which is nice. There's Miami, and you could go West Palm Beach. Hi, Ace Travel. Jeff Marino speaking. Hello. I'd like to find out about your vacation packages. Sure. What kind of vacation are you looking for?
Well, I hope to go on a nature tour.
Well, we have a great whale watch tour. You might like that.
It depends on where it is. I don't want to go anywhere cold.
Let's see. Yes, we have a summer whale watch tour that takes place in Miami. Hi, Ace Travel. Can I help you?
I hope so. I saw your advertisement for vacations in California. We'd like to go somewhere that's fun for kids.
Fun for kids? How about Los Angeles? Kids love visiting Hollywood.
Oh, but we don't really like big cities.
I see. Then maybe you'd enjoy Miami. You know, it's not as big.
3A.
Read the email message. Then read the statements about the email message. Write T for true, F for false, or TK for don't know.
Dear Ace Travel, my family and I want to take a trip this summer, somewhere in the east of China. I hope you can provide me with some information about the kinds of vacations that your firm can offer. We would like to travel to an exciting place, and we don't mind how far we have to go. It has to be a place where we can do lots of exercise. We especially love hiking and swimming, but any kind of exercise is fine. We also need to stay in an inexpensive hotel. It would be nice if our hotel had rooms with kitchens, so we could save money by cooking our own meals. The room needs to be big enough for 3 people. Also, we'd like to stay at a place with a big pool or somewhere near the ocean. Could you please give me some suggestions for vacation spots? Also, please let us know if it's best to travel by plane, train, or bus. We'd like to be away for about 3 weeks. Thank you very much. S.T. Zhang.
Reading. I'd love to sail across the Pacific. We all dream about things that we would like to do, and things we hope to achieve in the future. But are everybody's dreams the same? Here are some of the findings of a survey about hopes and dreams in which thousands of students across China took part. What are the hopes of teenagers? We received several different answers to the question, what would you like to do after finishing your education? It seems some students would like to start work as soon as possible, so that they can help provide better lives for their parents. Other students hope to continue studying after finishing school and to go to university. Although money is important, many teenagers said they want to do jobs they enjoy. According to the survey, the most popular choice of job is computer programming. What are the dreams of teenagers? Teenagers have all kinds of dreams. Some are more realistic than others. For example, many students said they would like to be volunteers at the 2008 Olympics, maybe working as translators or tour guides. And quite a few said they dream of going to the moon one day. According to the survey, less realistic dreams are also common. But many students reported that they were willing to work hard to achieve their dreams. Quite a few dream of becoming famous. Perhaps famous sports people or singers. Some said they'd love to go on exciting trips. One student said she'd love to sail across the Pacific Ocean.
And then there are dreams that are impossible.
Three students said they'd like to be able to fly. Conclusion. It was clear from the survey that teenagers have similar hopes. It seems that most students hope to have a good education and find a good job. On the other hand, students dream of very different things. Good things and even crazy things. It is very important to dream, so hold on to your dreams. One day, they may just come true.